A warm welcome to you this morning. My name is Mike Yates. I'm the minister at Sandy Baptist Church. Welcome to our third Advent Sunday. If you have your Bibles with you and you would like to follow the reading, then please turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 46. Mary has just received news from the angel of the Lord that she will conceive and give birth to a son. And the angel continued to say, "And you will call him Jesus." So let's read from verse 46. "And Mary said, 'My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things. But he has sent the rich away empty.'" He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful, and to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. May God bless his word. This passage is known as the Magnificat, and it's a song of praise to the Lord. A song of praise and thanksgiving for what God has done for Mary and the people of Israel. All the way through the Bible, we can witness people giving praise and thanksgiving to God for what he has done for them in certain circumstances. If we look at the Psalms, these are a great example of people giving praise, especially King David, who has written most of the Psalms. The way he sings his songs of praise and the way he worships is an encouragement to us all. And that may be why Mary actually felt able to do the same thing, because she knew Scripture. Mary felt compelled to lift her voice in praise and worship to the Most High God, her Lord. This passage comes in three parts, and the first being what God has done for Mary. As we take a look at this passage, we can see that Mary makes reference to Old Testament scripture. Verse 50. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. Verse 51. He has performed many mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. Verse 55. To Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary hid God's word in her heart. She wanted to magnify God. She wanted to glorify God. She didn't want to magnify or glorify herself. She just wanted to glorify God. She wanted to give thanks for all that God had done and all that God was going to do. Last week we were talking about how important it is to pray and give thanks to God for all that he has done. Well, Mary did exactly the same thing. She wanted to say thank you to God for all that he had done. Well, it's important to mention right from the outset, I think, that Mary was nobody special. She was a sinner just like us. In Luke chapter 1, 47 and 48, "My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed." at that time, there was, as I said, nothing special about Mary, except for the fact that she is, of course, carrying the Saviour of the world, Jesus Christ. Other than that, she was a girl aged probably between 13 to 17, more likely to be around 14, 15, trying to make her own way in the world. But I bet she didn't actually think that that was going to happen to her that morning then when she woke up, that an angel of the Lord would appear to her and tell her what was going to happen. In her defence was trust in the Lord. I wonder what people would say today if they heard of a young lady giving birth at that age, being pregnant at that age. Probably much the same as they did then. But God saved her. God was there with her. God was right next to her every step of the way. Just like us, Mary was saved by grace because she knew God and trusted God as her Lord and Saviour. In the original text, Mary says six times what God has done. He has been mindful. His mercy extends. He has performed mighty deeds. He has brought down rulers. He has filled the hungry and helped his servant Israel. And Mary knows that God will fight for her. That is her only defence, as we said before, her trust in God. Verse 49, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. The reference holy is his name not only refers to God's name, but also refers to his character. He is a holy God, and Mary knew this. So what has God done for us? Well, in this part of Mary's song includes all of God's people who fear him. From generation to generation, we have all experienced God's love, help, guidance and mercy. Mary names three specific groups here in this passage: the helpless, the humble and the hungry. The issues that were around in Mary's day where common people struggled with the injustice and civil rights. People were often discouraged and downtrodden. And it was very difficult to fight the system. Does that sound familiar? Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to 19. He, Jesus, went to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went to the synagogue as was his custom. He stood up to read as the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recover the sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free and proclaim the year of the Lord. And proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. Mary saw the Lord turning things upside down. The weak dethroned the mighty. The humble scattered the proud. The nobodies were exalted. The hungry were filled and the rich would end up poor. So what has God done for Israel? Well, in spite of Israel's destitute condition, Israel was and still is God's chosen nation. They are God's servant. And God was and is going to help Israel to fulfill his purpose. God shall save his people from their sins. He would remember his mercy and keep his promise, as we can read in Psalm 98, verses 1 to 3. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. His right hand and holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. And the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. There are also verses in Genesis that say more or less the same sort of thing. Genesis chapter 12, 1-3. Chapter 17, 19. Chapter 22, 18. 26, 4. And 28, 14. As Mary prepared to leave her cousin Elizabeth to return home, she showed signs of pregnancy. So what would happen when she arrived home? What would people say? What would the neighbours say? How would Joseph react? Well, Israel was God's chosen people, is God's chosen people. And now the arrival of the Saviour, of our Saviour, was imminent. God was preparing a nation through the obedience of a young girl, through Mary. The Saviour of the world was about to be born. Let's just stop and think about that for a minute. God was preparing a nation through the obedience of a young girl. That is remarkable. That is unbelievable. Why did God choose such a young lady, a young girl, to bear his son? Well, that's something that we can all ask him when we get there. This plan, 1,000 years in the making, is near its climax. Baby Jesus was about to join the rest of humanity. God was about to rescue the world. So where does that leave us today? Where does that leave you today? Does it leave you with, cracking story, thanks very much, but we've heard it all before. Same old, same old. Or are we challenged? Are we challenged to suddenly realise how God works through ordinary people? Through people like Mary. Through people like you and I. Because let's face it, if God can work through Mary being such a young girl, then he can work through any of us if we choose to let him. And I think that's the crux of the matter, isn't it? If we choose to let him. Mary chose to allow God to work through her. Saying that, that statement has challenged me big time. So I'm hoping that God will challenge you in the right way to help you to open yourself up to him. But one of my thoughts was, what would have happened if Mary had said no? We know that God would have done something different, something maybe have chosen somebody else. But what happened if Mary had said no? No, sorry, God, I'm sorry about this, but, you know, it's not my cup of tea. I don't particularly really want to carry your son. But thanks anyway. Thanks for the offer. The thing is, has God asked you to do anything? See, the thing is, he calls us to pray and he calls us to share the good news. So one of the questions I would ask you to think about is, if he has called us to pray and he has called us to share the good news, why is the church, the national church, in decline? We have sung and we will sing hymns, carols and songs at this time of year. We have heard familiar scripture. And today may be for you that it's just a familiar day. But today, if God wants you to do something for him, will you let him? Will you allow God to work through you? Will you put yourself in a place where you can be used for God? Or is this just another Sunday where you feel deflated, browbeaten by the news of Brexit or by the pandemic and the uncertainty of what is going to happen? I'd say this, that Mary was a young lady, barely in her teens, carrying the Lord Jesus Christ. And we think we've got problems. I think as a church, individual churches, and the nation, the national church, needs to get real and start to stand up for what we believe in and proclaim the gospel, which literally means the good news. We have the power and the authority to change people's lives. And I know that's going to be difficult in the situation that we found ourselves in 2020. And that's going to carry on into 2021. There's possibly another lockdown on its way after the Christmas festivities. But we have to find ways to communicate the good news, to continue to encourage one another. If we keep in step with the Holy Spirit, he will guide us, if we allow him. And there's the challenge for us today. Will we allow the Holy Spirit to move in his church? Not my church, not our church, but his church, and help bring a nation to a place of true tolerance. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God that stands by us. Be with us, I pray. As you were with Mary, Lord, every step of the way, be with us. Build your church, Lord. Help us through this pandemic to stay safe and keep others safe. Lord, deliver us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.